Thanks for tuning in to today's Overflow Ministries broadcast. I'm Cindy Lucas, founder of Overflow Ministries. It's hard to believe that 2009 is almost over. I guess by now everyone's putting away the turkey and getting out the Christmas ornaments. As we enter into this holiday season, I want us to focus on all the things that we have to be thankful for. Despite the problems and the trials that we encounter in this life, God has promised that if we will acknowledge Him in all of our ways and trust in Him with all of our heart, He will make our paths straight. One of the ways that we acknowledge God is by thanking Him. We need to express our gratitude to God for the blessings that He so richly bestows upon us. One of the greatest blessings we have is Jesus and the sacrifice that He became for us. Jesus shed His blood so that we could have fellowship with God restored. The more we know and understand the fullness of Jesus' sacrifice for us, the more of His peace, love, and joy we will have and experience in our lives. The victory that overcomes the world and all of its madness is believing that Jesus is the Savior of the world. We are blessed, blessed beyond all measure.
Proclaim through our lives what we really believe, the world is going to keep going into more darkness. The Bible says that deep darkness covers the earth, but arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon. Raise your hand, you're it. Come on, raise your hand. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You are shining something into the world. I hope and I pray it's light. Now, I can tell you, for a lot of years, I didn't shine a lot of light. I shined a lot of misery, and I shined a lot of other things. But the more I've learned God's promises, the more I've been able to put those things into practice in my life, and that's one of the other things I'm thankful for. I'm so thankful for the promises of God. The Bible says that they're yes and amen. He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. Isn't that a good promise? He has promised that even though there's a lot of trouble in the world, that we can cheer up because He overcame the world. That's a good promise, isn't it? You know, God wants us to get excited about what He's done. And I believe the more we get excited about what God is doing in our life, we won't have to go around and invite people to come to church. They'll just follow us. Did y'all know that Jesus never put anything out on Facebook? He didn't do any advertisements. He didn't do any of that stuff. All He did was walk from town to town. The Bible says He went about doing good. How hard is it just to do good in the name of Jesus? If we know the promises of God and we are putting them into practice in our life, then I promise you, the more you get to know God and the more you know His promises, the more peace, the more love, the more joy, and the more light you will shine into the world. Amen?
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, I'm standing, I'm standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. With the Spirit's sword, I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing, I'm standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing, I'm standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. I'm standing, I'm standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
Thank you so much, God, that you gave your life so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, God, forgive us when we live below the standard that you died to give us. Father, teach us how to walk in your ways. God, lift our eyes to see up above the muck and the mire of the world. God, give us a vision, your vision, for the world around us. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us power and authority over the enemy. That's one of your promises, God, that nothing should by any means harm us. God, teach us how to wield the sword of our faith, to be overcomers, to be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. That's your promise. That's your word. And so, Lord, I thank you that you are going to teach your church how to be your bride and to come forth and shine. In Jesus' name, amen. This is our 16 going on 30 daughter here, 17. I know. Rachel has been singing since she was just about this big. Her first words were very prophetic in our life, and it was go. But how many of you know that scripture? It says, when Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. Any of you experienced that in your life? Jesus said, in this world, it's not even a maybe, it's a guarantee. You're going to have trouble. But the only way you're going to learn to overcome the trouble is to learn to press on through, to let go of what lies behind, to trust in God, and to move through. One of the things the Bible says is that we enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. So Rachel, this is a psalm that she's been singing for many, many, many years, and she recorded it on one of the albums. I'm not sure which one. But anyway, it's called I'm Gonna Praise the Lord. Because in the middle of your circumstances, in the middle of your trouble, if you will learn to praise God, not for the trouble, but if I can praise God to know that he's working all things to good because I trust him, then I'm going to get to the other side of that trouble. Yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't have to fear any evil because God is with me. Amen.
He'll always give a song. In the midst of trouble, I know he'll send me peace. If I just call on Jesus to set my mind at ease. Oh, I'm gonna praise the Lord. I'm gonna praise his name. Whoa, I'm gonna praise the Lord. I'm not gonna be ashamed. The devil don't like it, but I don't care. I'm gonna sing about my Jesus everywhere. No end. He spoke through than a mother, father, sister, brother, friend. He gave me a promise, if I live like I should, he'll take my circumstances and work them for my good. Oh, I'm gonna praise the Lord. I'm gonna praise his name. Whoa, I'm gonna praise the Lord. I'm not gonna be ashamed. The devil don't like it, but I don't care. I'm gonna sing about my Jesus everywhere.
One of the things I'm grateful for is to know that we are so blessed. Not so much with all the things that we can see. I love the story that Ray told about how all the things that we add to our life just really distract us. We get so many things. We get so much stuff in our life. It really isn't a blessing to us. Our blessings, our true blessings, are those things that are in heavenly places. I read a scripture this morning in 2 Peter where it says, we are partakers of the divine nature of Christ. And I thought about that. I thought about, gosh, we're going to be partaking of turkey and dressing and ham and all kinds of stuff, aren't we? We just did it just a little while ago. And God wants us to partake of His divine nature. He wants us to partake of His goodness and His grace and His mercy and His love. Those are the things that we are so, so blessed with. And God wants us to partake. He's got a whole table that's prepared for us. And all we've got to do is sit down at it and just pull up and eat as much of God's grace and as much of God's love as we want. And I don't know about you, but there's days when I'd rather have all the peace in the world than all the stuff in the world. Somebody say amen. And that's what the world doesn't know. That's why it's being so shaken up right now. They're still looking for all the stuff. They're still trying to put all the stuff into their heart. And I lived like that for so long. But God's peace, His blessings, are more than I can ever hope for. Last night at our church, we had a Thanksgiving dinner. And we all gathered upstairs. And we've only been going to church there just a few weeks. But it was just so sweet to watch them. That what they did was they presented a program what the children had done all year. And we did a Thanksgiving tree. And they passed out little leaves for us to all write what we were thankful for. Now, what would you, I don't know about you, but my first thought was family. Anybody else? That'd be my first thing, I'd thank family. But she encouraged us to think of something other than family because she knew everybody write family. She said, we don't need 50 leaves up here on the tree with just family. We want other stuff. And what came to my mind was that I was so thankful for the blood of Jesus. If I had to think of one thing that I'm the most thankful for, that would be the one thing. You know why? Because the blood of Jesus has set me free from the power of sin and death. The blood of Jesus has made me righteous. It has set me back into a right standing with God so that I can have a relationship with Him. You see, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than anything. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, because He shed His blood for us, raises us up. And we can partake of all that goodness. We can partake of His divine nature, because He poured out and shed His blood for us.
What can wash away?
last thing I want to share with you tonight that I'm very, very thankful for, it is my family. The last 2 years have been entertaining. Is that a good way to put that? A year ago this Saturday, my mother passed away. This past Saturday was my birthday. And I guess some of you who Facebook probably saw what I wrote. I had people saying, "Hope you had a great day. Hope you had a great day." Y'all get that on your birthday. "Hope you have a wonderful birthday." I had a horrible birthday. I cried all day long. Couldn't stop crying. Every time I turn around, I think about I wasn't going to get a birthday card or call from my mother. So, last song I'm going to share with you is my favorite Christmas song. It's always been my favorite Christmas song, but this year it'll be even more. But the name of it's Heirlooms. Jesus is a part of our lives, but he connects us with human beings because he knows we need each other. You know, just be thankful for the time you have and be thankful for the memories you have.
Thanks for listening. We pray the messages you hear will encourage you in your daily walk with God. During the months of November and December, Cindy is offering all of her music CDs for just $12. That price includes tax and shipping. Visit her website at www.cindylucas.com to order. While there, download more free messages to share with your friends. You can also read Cindy's testimony and see where you can hear her live. If you're interested in having Cindy do a renewal event for your church or organization, call her at 931-766-2536. That number again is 931-766-2536. Until next time, may the peace of God overflow in your life. And may God bless you and your family during this holiday season.